Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another Good Friday bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about the mayor of Baltimore, because I think Brandon Scott deserves a little bit of our focus. So we're going to get to that in a second. Just as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring the podcast. Appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you who might decide over this weekend to send me a little Easter gift to help offset the costs of doing all this stuff. Don't forget, apart from putting out the podcast, we put out on the Substack, we do the live shows, we put all the stuff out on this, all the social media platforms. So we, and of course, the big live shows that we do, hopefully coming along in the next 2 months. Hold the line 3. You'll get more information about that soon. So anyway, let's talk about Brandon Scott. Who is Brandon Scott, you might say? I've never heard of him up until a few days ago. And then I discovered, Brandon Scott, he's the mayor of Baltimore. Yeah, the mayor of Baltimore, 39-year-old. He's very experienced. And of course, Baltimore has been very much in the news with the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Now, as was, you know, made, we just discussed this on the live show last night. And I mean, I wasn't aware of the fact that, Francis Scott Key, he was the guy who wrote the words to the US national anthem. So that's why some people say, and I understand their point of view, this incident that happened with the bridge collapsed calamitously, was that a symbolic attack on the essence of America? And it may be. I would rule nothing out, just so that everyone's clear. But it may equally have been an accident, you know. But anyway, I noticed that in the immediate aftermath, you know, very shortly after the bridge had collapsed and the media were all rushing to cover the story because of the implications of it, up pops this guy, Brandon Scott, the mayor of Baltimore, the master of all he surveys. And some people have asked a few questions about him and his suitability to hold such a role, given that Baltimore is pretty much a bit of a asshole city these days. Actually, it's been like that for 30 years. I wonder why. But I got a clip of him speaking on the Joy Reid show shortly thereafter. And this is where, well, listen to what he says, and then we'll talk about it. Here we go. Got that? Hear what he said? His purpose in life is to make some people that he doesn't like very afraid, to make them suffer. That's the mayor speaking, the mayor of Baltimore. And as has been pointed out, I mean, at a moment of crisis, and this is a crisis for the U.S. port of Baltimore. I mean, it's a very important strategic East Coast port. And you would have thought that at this particular moment, where, you know, essentially nothing's moving out, nothing's moving in, jobs are at risk, the local economy could be destroyed, you would have thought the mayor, Brandon, would be more focused on trying to resolve that, find solutions, get to a way in which the port can trade again with the outside world. But no, he's not remotely interested in that. He's basically telling the white people of Baltimore, you need to watch your language when you're around me. And the way that he fantasizes about the fact that some people want to use the N-word against him. No, I don't think they do. I think most people want to use the C-word, competency. The level of the lack of competency is the issue here, as far as I can see, in Baltimore. And I think it's been an issue for a long time. And I think that can be applied to certain other Democrat majority controlled cities. And they all ultimately descend into hell for reasons we can but speculate upon. But I just thought to myself, it's weird this. So this guy wants to bitch about, oh, you know, when we were brought to America and I'm a proud black man and all this. What's the grace? What has the race grifting got to do with this economic catastrophe that's impacted Baltimore? That's the point that I would raise. I just think, you know, what we have is a race baiter in Baltimore, and I think we should call him out. And I think he's damned by his own words, but he's too stupid to understand that. Thanks for listening.